All right. Once again, cue the music. I will figure that out eventually. Welcome to the depths, Gannon and Lobo.
Hello. Hello.
We are. We went over and over quite a few different subjects, and we've decided to do something that was actually his idea.
Fun.
And go ahead and explain.
Okay.
What the concept is.
Okay, so this concept is. We're always taught that, you know, right from the get-go, we got these heroes, okay? You know, you got all your different people who are influential, you know, in your life and everything like that. And I'm thinking off the top of my head, boom, a great topic of conversation would be, who are our real heroes? Our real heroes are school teachers? Or what if we had an actual hero with, like, a superpower? Like, something like, you know, like, I mean, you could pick anything, but you only get one, all right? We're going to limit it to just one. You get one superpower.
Just some dude?
Yeah. Okay. Just some guy out there in the street, you know. Put him in New York City if you want to. That's where they seem to be putting all the superheroes, right? So, New York City, and then you got, you know, your teachers. They're molding minds. They're shaping these children to either be, you know, the next president or the next convict, you know, as I was told, you know, when I was a kid, that's how it worked or whatever. But so, yeah, you know, who's the real hero? Someone who just has this ability, you know, or this teacher is sitting, you know, behind a desk.
Can I talk about the flawed logic in the convict or president? Because there's going to be, in its purest form, there's going to be a hell of a lot more convicts than there are going to be presidents, you know,
true.
Because
we only get one, you're right?
Right, for every 4 to 8 years.
Yeah, we only get one.
Unless we kick them out.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, that's kind of a weird way to put it. I mean,
in the broad scope, they're either going to be, all, like, the, you know, the leader of the country or the bottom of the barrel, I guess is what we would say.
No middle ground whatsoever.
So, I mean,
our trash men have nothing there. They must be the convicts
I'm not sure if they could get a job having a felony is picking up trash. I don't know if they could do that. I know they pick up trash while they're in jail because I see
right,
them on the highway. You know?
But you're saying.
So people you wave to with
their jackets. There are presidents and convicts. There's no McDonald's workers.
Yeah,
There's no CEOs. There's no.
I mean, of course,
I guess they are. Yeah, they would be presidents.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, CEO. That's president of a company.
Your teacher had a pretty narrow view of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't
you? Well, yeah. It was just told me.
Well, it's interesting you say that because the reason that I was intrigued by this topic was you think about it. If someone has a superhero, they can fly. If they have super strength, or they can.
They could actually save you.
Yeah, they could actually save you. But the profound impact, I mean, here's a little test.
Okay.
Give me two teachers that probably affected you more than anyone. And see how long this takes, folks. See how long it takes him to say which two teachers probably affected him the most in his life. Go ahead and name them.
Okay. Mr. Sullivan and Mr. Boyette.
Immediate. And I challenge everyone else out there, say, give me two teachers, and you are not going to have to think about it. Mm-hmm. Because you have those teachers that are fine.
That's true.
You have the teachers that suck. And then you have those few that got more from you than anyone else.
Now let me hit you with this. Same test. Mm-hmm. Name two favorite superheroes that impacted your life.
But impacted my life?
Change the way you perceive things. You look all of a sudden you saw that Superman and thought you could lift that. Or you saw, you know, that Spider-Man who was getting bullied in school, and then when you grew up maybe not necessarily went through the same, you know, crazy things he went through, but then you grow up into this person who wants to protect somebody being bullied. I mean, that Peter Parker changed my life. I was that nerdy kid in school. And then as I grew up, you know, I figured, hey, you know, don't pick on the little guy. So I stick up for people who are less fortunate to have, you know, the good looks or the charm
or
whatever.
So it was Spider-Man that made you...
Yeah, absolutely. Spider-Man was a big influence in my life.
Is that right?
Yeah.
See, it would be a much harder decision. I can tell you Rob Hawks and George Tusing are the two most influential teachers I've ever had. All right, my apologies. We had to pause that for a second. We were on my teachers. George Tusing, Rob Hawks, both college professors, actually. Rob Hawks was a drawing teacher. We probably disagreed on every single political thing in the world going on at the time. Of course, this was during the Clinton, the first Clinton run. And we disagreed.
I did not have sexual relations.
Well, this is before all that.
Oh, before that happened?
But yeah, we disagreed on everything politically. But as far as artwork and all that stuff goes, he was by far the most influential guy on my work. He encouraged everything that I could do. He loved my work. Of course, he loved everyone's work. So I think it was just how great he was. And George Tusing was by far probably the single smartest person I've ever met in my life. And sitting and talking to him, I had a special...
And he was an art teacher?
He was an art history teacher.
Art history teacher.
But Tusing was... Rob was... and yes, we called our teachers by their first names in college.
Nice.
Rob and George. But George was an art history teacher, and I actually needed credits for a class, and he allowed me not to show up to class, but I had to do like a research paper throughout the semester and just check in with him every now and then. And when I would go to his office to check in with him, we would have conversations about... it was everything from very little politics, but everything from the history of the world to art history to... what I should do with my life afterwards and what I shouldn't do with my life after. He was just an amazing, amazing person. I believe he has since passed away. But yes, so being able to kind of blurt that out is a hell of a lot easier than me saying which superhero. I mean, I could tell you what my favorite superheroes were, but I don't know if necessarily... Wolverine changed my life in any way.
Yeah. I mean, he's just a badass dude, but he's like running around slicing people up and shit. But, so, you know, it's a little different.
Yeah, but I'm not.
And he's kind of a dick anyway. Yeah.
Right? Well, maybe he did then.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah,
maybe
true.
In that case. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, he might impact me a little bit.
maybe I need to rethink this.
Yeah.
But no, that's what I was saying. It would be a much harder decision for me to come up with a superhero that, that influenced my life more so than a teacher. I adored my teachers. Most of them I got along with just fine. They were just...
Or just some that were made an impact and some that you just kind of...
Yeah.
I remember
all
they
for different
said
reasons.
Some things. I mean, there's other teachers that I didn't mention that I remember. But I was still quick with Spider-Man. I'm just saying, like...
Hey, Pickle.
Sticking up.
Yeah.
Give me your two most influential teachers.
Okay.
You can just name them. You don't have to say why.
Why? I kind of want to say why.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Mrs. Evans, 7th grade literature, and probably Mrs. Orzak, and she was social studies teacher.
Okay.
High school.
See, before you got here, this was my point, how quickly we could say that. So the whole premise of which is more important, which would be better to have, if we could have all the teachers that are the ones that we named, the six that we named, and we could do it that quickly, obviously they would have much more of an impact. I mean, superheroes might be able to take care of a city or something like that. But seriously, you get enough of these teachers, and everybody that listens to, you know, that thinks of the teachers that impacted them, think about all the other people that they might have. I mean, I'm sure there are cases where that teacher only connected with that, with, mm-hmm. say, you. But I guarantee that every year there was a you in that class that person touched.
Oh, yeah. I mean, without a doubt, there's always still...
So the widespread effect
of
these teachers is a hell of a lot more than any
superhero. But, dude, a widespread effect of Superman is huge. Because he's flying around Metropolis. He's helping everybody out at the same time.
Well, that's true. I mean, if you go by the movie, he turned the world backwards.
If you had super speed and you turned the world backwards... You could go back and you could teach those teachers something, and they could use that in a lesson to teach you later on.
What about Dead Poets Society?
What about it?
come on, Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm. You mean his impact on those kids?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, let's yeah, not that,
forget.
I mean,
let's not forget how that movie ended.
But let's also think of Jumanji. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
or he was gone for a long time,
right? Or Mrs. Doubtfire, the lessons he teach those kids, his own kids, and then
they
other
were his kids. Yes.
Spoiler alert! If you haven't seen Mrs. Doubtfire, I suggest you go back in your time machine and see it, because everybody on the planet's probably seen that.
Or not.
At some point.
Or not. At some point.
There was something to stop.
Usually it's an accident when you see that movie.
Wow.
If you've seen it later on.
Again, that's another subject for, because Robin Williams movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could go on.
Because I can tell you that what I think was his absolute best movie was a movie called One Hour Photo.
Oh, man.
See?
Yeah.
People forget that fucking movie.
Crazy.
It was so good.
Yeah,
the day he died,
crazy.
I was working.
He was crazy.
And I actually was so distraught that they sent me home.
Because Robin Williams died.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
Given your history and the fact that he committed suicide, that's sort of understandable.
Yep.
But, anyways, I digress.
So, I'm still thinking, though, that shit, man, if you could just be, like, the strongest dude, like, we discussed this earlier, the invisibility. We both would love to have invisibility,
because
there's a lot of great things you can do, being invisible. That right there would be amazing to have for this planet, because you would be helping so many people out, or you'd be doing a bunch of bad, freaky stuff, you know. Sometimes
you can,
with great power comes great responsibility. Another reason why Spider-Man was influential to me, that's spout out throughout the whole thing. Ben Parker, thank you very much.
Hey, I got an idea.
So, yeah, I think that having a superpower is very good, and I think that that's still an important thing.
Don't forget your idea.
Okay.
But
I won't.
I will say this. Brittany.
Yes.
My niece.
Yes.
Sorry if you didn't want me to say your name. When I was talking to her earlier about this very thing, she said the absolute, what was very smart. She said that the problem with having a superhero is inevitably you're going to have that supervillain, the arch nemesis. And it's going to it comes with the territory. They all have that.
Okay. Somebody that wants to rival the Invisible Man.
Everyone has it.
I guess that would just be every other person on the planet, then,
you could see.
That would be who the enemy is.
Because you could see it. So
yeah.
Well,
so.
And then where is this guy? He's against the world,
right?
You know,
there's a whole bunch of people against the world.
Can't
so there's
win that
really
battle.
Nothing new there.
So. Well, then what good is he?
I'm just saying. I mean, he doesn't see the invisible guy coming.
All right, forget the invisible. No, but well, that came from us asking. And the question, if you could have a superhero or superpower, what would it be? It's an age-old question.
Segway.
And all I'm saying is mine would
like
be invisibility.
So teachers are winning.
So right. I'll...
Oh, by far.
Yeah.
Head and shoulders.
Yeah. Teachers are winning. But it would still be awesome to have an actual, like, superhero that could, like, help us out. Because, I mean, if you could, have somebody fly around to another country and help out some kids out there that we're donating all this money to... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every 5 minutes, there's a commercial on TV, you know, Sarah McLachlan out there crying, you know, singing the saddest music you ever heard. And then, you know, oh, just 5 cents, and you can save a lot. 5 cents is now all of a sudden a week worth of food. I don't know how that happened, but...
it's much cheaper out there.
Yeah, I can only imagine. But, no, I mean, it's just, if you had that person with that ability to fly over there, you know, drop them off a couple pallets... some good food, you know? I mean, I think that that's more valuable than knowledge. I mean, I like knowledge and wisdom and all, and I'm glad that I've had fortunate teachers to teach me these things, but I'm saying it wouldn't hurt to have no superhero with some sweet-ass skills come flying around and start saving bitches.
Can you honestly say you had a name or, like, a really shitty teacher?
Could you name a really shitty superhero besides old Aquaman?
Yes. Yes to both.
Or new Aquaman.
We don't know yet. The movie hasn't come out yet. We got to see what he can
do. He's not Samoan.
He might be cool. It's freaking Jason Momoa, man.
I know. I'm in the minority of this. Everybody thinks he's
going to be
great.
What's to not like?
He's cool looking.
The fact that he doesn't have blonde hair like in the cartoon back in the 80s.
Well.
And you don't know. No.
He doesn't have, he doesn't have sonar.
He can bring the fishes around.
Mm. Maybe he can.
I'm sure he can.
I mean, Batman said in there, in the trailer, that he can talk to fish. So that's like his thing.
Well, yeah.
But he sacrifices those fish for people. He said he brings to them fish for food. Which Tell I don't me. Remember Aquaman murdering his friends in the sea to feed people in Alaska or wherever the hell.
No, I remember them coming in
the
and surrounding whatever.
Yeah.
The electric eels had a lot of...
I remember a shit ton of dolphins.
Yeah, well, he liked to use the electric eels. He'd make a cage out of them. An electrified cage to keep the villain in.
Yeah, keep them in there. Keep the guy that we can see in the cage.
But seriously, can you name a really bad teacher that you know of?
Yeah, I can name some bad teachers.
I mean, I wouldn't say names because
I'm
never
not
know
say
where
names,
this would go. But
I've had some.
Well, what made them bad?
Just habits. Just teaching habits were poor. Not giving you the information. Not giving you the right assignment material the way you wanted it. I mean, it was just
the way you wanted it.
I mean, the way that was easier for you.
They gave
to,
me homework every day.
I mean, not like that. No, but no. I mean, I've had some teachers that were pretty lazy with their teaching.
How about the ones?
And those were the ones that I had in college.
Failure to explain.
That's a big one. And those are the college professors. Those guys.
This is high school.
How about the ones that did their entire teaching lecture on the overhead projector?
Ugh.
With the dark room and just the overhead protect, you saw them writing the math programs and all that shit on there.
And they give you 3 seconds to copy it down, and then they've already pre-written half their spiel. You know?
Oh, yeah, it's all right there. They just
laid
the transparency. All right,
that's enough time. You know, and you're like, I got the end.
I had a history teacher that did that all the time. Actually, he wasn't our history teacher. He was the student teacher that was learning, or that was teacher assistancing with our history teacher. And our history teacher would go up there and talk. Now, he was kind of annoying in his own right. He liked to spit.
that's awful. He's a spitter.
dumb little story. You know, of course, you know, chewing gum wasn't allowed in school, but I always had it.
Right, you were the hookup man.
I really did. It was like green extra in the big pack, not the little ones.
Yeah,
little ones.
You need a stick. I got you.
It was always me. Yeah. Some people had the cigarettes. I had the gum. Mm-hmm. People knew it.
But the cigarette guys came to you after.
They did.
They needed
the
gum. Yeah, to they cover did. Up that breath.
But we were in class one day, and the student teacher was up there doing his thing, and the regular teacher came by my desk, and he goes, "Tom." I said, yes. He said, do you have gum?
I bet you said it just like that, too.
I said, yes. He said, do you have gum? I said, yeah. He said, may I have a stick? And I said, sure. And I handed him a piece of gum. But
So it was no secret.
It was fine. I always had it in my mouth, but I could have it in the jaw. And, you know,
right.
I always did. It was probably what's wrong with the back of my teeth now.
No, gum doesn't cause no problems, man.
No, you're probably right.
That's a myth, man. It's all sugar-free now.
This was the 80s.
Oh, yeah. It was probably loaded with sugar. Probably had cocaine in it. Mostly everything else did,
that
right?
That would explain a lot.
Yeah.
So, I know I missed the part where you guys were talking about superpowers and what kind of power you would have.
It was just a conversation.
And I was just having a thought about, like, what about the power of persuasion?
Exactly.
No, seriously, the power of persuasion.
You could persuade somebody
to do whatever you want,
or
get
to not,
you want.
or to not do something bad.
Right.
You know,
that's
persuade
all powerful,
persuade
right?
them against jumping off the ledge. What about that? Taking the step in the wrong direction. You persuaded them against that. That would be good.
Giving me a hot ass car.
What?
That's not good. That's not good.
That's not persuading you.
Yeah, you can persuade someone to give you
I persuade
something.
You to give me that car.
Oh, yeah. See, then that's where we were talking about.
That would be like...
Good
you'd be the villain.
Yeah,
we know
power,
who the villain is of persuasion.
With power comes responsibility, and then you're not going to see, like, you just need to give me your whole paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mr.
That's,
Trump.
That's theft.
You need to pay me more for working less.
In fact... For working none.
Yes.
No. I guess in a sense you would need Wonder Woman's lasso because you have to wrap him up.
And no, I don't like Wonder Woman. No.
But she did make people tell the truth with that.
With the lasso.
With the lasso. Oh. So that is. So you did take a power from an actual superhero.
Yeah, she has the power of. Well, she would make them tell the truth.
It's kind
of wasn't
like
necessarily persuasion.
I mean, not persuasion. Well. Oh, yeah.
And I know my comic book nerd friends, if they're listening to this,
they're saying
there was so and 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 so. All of them have the power of persuasion. Seriously, you need Psylocke. She was like a witch, though. You remember Psylocke from the X-Men? She's been in the movies, but she didn't necessarily have huge parts.
I want to go with no, Tom.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm not a comic book. Y'all are out of my realm of expertise.
It's out of mine too.
I'm gonna go with no though, but
I'm sure that they're just sitting there spitting out three different names or four different names from the DC and the Marvel universe. Fucking Bryce will probably.
I'm gonna get
a text from Britt that says, "Bryce corrected you. This one has the power of persuasion,
right.
Or the one. Can I tell you about him? He's coming up with his own." Superhero universe at this point.
What's it called?
The seven-year-old. He's coming up with his own.
What's it called?
Oh shit! What is it called? He has a name for it.
So it's going to be different. He's making up his own
characters. All he's got them.
Yeah.
He's already got like 9 or 10 of them.
Are they like drawn in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they going to have like an Avengers, but then it's also like a new line?
All that.
It's like DC, like Marvel, but it's something else.
Yes.
But it's like Fluval.
Any seven.
But not, you know.
Fluval?
Hey, he said that and I got it because we worked there.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Fluval, yes.
Yeah.
It's a type of...
For all you aquariumists.
Yeah, it's a type of fish tank.
Yeah,
it's fish tank stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah,
I've seen those before. I've seen those around.
Fluvalist.
Yeah, you know, it sounded mystical.
But yes, he's coming up with his own little thing. He's 7 years old. He's pretty cool. And I guess not cool in the same sense.
Yeah, creative, imagine.
But...
No, nerd is cool nowadays.
But it definitely is.
Oh, nerd is...
It is a thing to be at this point.
It is in. The bigger the glasses, the thicker the frames.
The more money they're making and the hotter chicks they get.
Yeah.
It's just how it is.
It's life now.
What a change. What a flip over.
I know, right?
From Jock to Peter Parker. I mean, Spider-Man.
My brother's favorite was always Spider-Man.
There you go. Full circle. We just did it. We're at 23 minutes, and we're about to wrap this up.
Yep.
And you are absolutely... You just named it.
Yep.
He changed the world.
Yeah.
Brian, you had it.
This
was your idea. This was your thing. Not Brian. Sorry.
Yeah.
But you got it.
Yeah, that's it.
You came right around, and God, what a great way to pull that around.
Yep.
Teachers, yes, by far way more influential, and the what is the ripple effect?
That
comes from the kids year in and year out that they affect in the same way. The same teachers, the six that we did probably affected 600 or 700, and if they pass that on to anybody, then the world is definitely a better place because of teachers. More
Without
so than if we had any. Superheroes, but even the fake ones that, you know, we have movies and comic books about, yeah, they change things around because you're right. Peter Parker was a nerdy kid that got bullied and became who he was, and he got Mary Jane and all that stuff, and now it's coming around because the nerds are where it's at.
Yep, absolutely.
Good job.
So full circle, so it works.
I'm impressed. Anyway, until next time, we are going to wrap this up and have a good evening, and hopefully this is as interesting as the last one. And if you have any suggestions for topics or anything like that, let us know. We'll go. Hopefully it'll be as profound. But until next time, take care. This is Gang.
Lobo out.
There goes Pickle.
Pickle!